ask you a few questions about new directions and the treatment of pancreatic cancer. And one that we actually asked the audience about, we said, should patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer be tested for BRCA, germline, and or somatic mutations?
So in my practice, I routinely do genomic profiling on the patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer who are embarking on treatment. And one of the reasons is the BRCA. In fact, that's a major reason. BRCA mutations, germline, and also some somatic, when you add to that, can make up to 8-9% of the patients. But also the percentage varies in which location you are in the United States for other reasons. The other thing you can find from the genomic profiling would be the MSI high, which will be 1-2% of the patients only. So patients have BRCA mutations. At this point in time, I do not start with a PARP inhibitor right away. In fact, I do start with a platinum compound. So platinum compound, you can make an argument for FOLFIRINOX, or you can also discuss the use of cisplatin itself, and I have experience with both. And the data so far have indicated that if you use a platinum compound, you have a very good, and not only good as in prolonged, but also a deep response to chemotherapy with the use of a platinum compound. And Eileen O'Reilly published her work using gemcitabine and cisplatin. Now, I do not use the PARP inhibitor up front. The way I use the PARP inhibitor, and I have a patient now who's been on it for many months, is when they get the induction chemotherapy, let's say with the gemcitabine cisplatin, they have a very good response. And then after a while, in the patient I have, the most recent one, after actually 4 months of treatment, because he was a physician and wanted to go back to work, I switched him to olaparib, which is one of the PARP inhibitors. Again, at this point in time, I don't have a choice of one drug. It depends on which drug I can put my hands on, and the patient is being maintained on it. As we speak, there are trials looking at both, looking at the value of adding a PARP inhibitor to the chemotherapy from day one. Also, there's an international trial called POLO trial, which is looking at induction chemotherapy with a platinum compound, and then once the patient is stable disease or better, then they can be maintained on a PARP inhibitor. Of course, we don't know how long we have to maintain them. At this point in time, we don't, but in my patient, I'm going to maintain the patient for as long as the patient has no evidence of disease progression.